everybody, the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Today is May 27, 2017, and we're here live for the next 2 hours. And I'll tell you what, before I go any further, I want to make sure that I mention this, because time just goes away here real fast. Monday is Memorial Day, okay? I'm a vet, a whole bunch of vets out there, and there's those who served who have not come home because they did their duty to the utmost. And I want to read to you what Memorial Day is. Memorial Day is a federal holiday in the United States for remembering the people who died while serving in the country's armed forces. The holiday, which is currently observed every year on the last Monday of May, originated as Decoration Day after the American Civil War in 1868, when the Grand Army of the Republic, an organization of Union veterans founded in Decatur, Illinois, established it as a time for the nation to decorate the graves of the Union war dead with flowers. By the 20th century, competing Union and Confederate holiday traditions celebrated on different days has merged, and Memorial Day eventually extended to honor all Americans who died while in the military service. It marks the start of the unofficial summer vacation season while Labor Day marks its end. Many people visit cemeteries and memorials, particularly to honor those who have died in military service. Many volunteers place an American flag on each grave in national cemeteries. Memorial Day is not to be confused with Veterans Day. Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving, while Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans. And I'll tell you what, with that, for those in uniform now who are alive and well, I send out to you Psalms 91. Read Psalms 91. Good Lord will protect you in one way, fashion, or form. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, before I start every show and before I start every day, I go to CEFCO to get my Fresh Joe, my morning premium coffee. You need to go there. We're here in Cameron Hilltop. Great bunch of people over there. And I'll tell you what, they got a cool special going on here. They've got these caveman nutrition bars. They're two for $2.22. And they're really good. Dark chocolate, cherry nut. They got a few different flavors, but they're non-GMO, dairy-free, gluten-free, no peanuts. You need to go in there and tell them, hey, Matt said, go find the caveman nutrition bars. They're right there on the counter. Go check it out. When you're getting your pack of smokes, your newspaper, your soda, whatever it is, grab a couple of those bars and tell them I sent you.
Those are good.
They're good. You had them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, we've got the extraordinary attorney here, Benton Ross Watson, saying he's had them and they're good. Awesome. And I'll show it to you in a picture here once the video goes up on screen. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get a hold of us here at the radio show, which I know you're going to want to, the phone number is 254-697-6633, or you can email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com or go directly to the website at aaronsgunshop.com. Check out all the pages there. Go to the Facebook page. Be sure you like us. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Aaron's Gun Shop. A whole bunch of training videos, interviews, so on and so forth. Let me tell you what's going on with the show today. Today's true stories of self-defense come from the American Rifleman's Armed Citizens column this week. I'll be reading to you from the June 2017 issue, so if you have yours, you can read along with me, okay? In my CHL license to carry segment, I'm going to read to you Penal Code 9.41, Protection of One's Own Property. Now, as you're well aware, the theft rate around here is pretty high, so this penal code can apply to you real quick-like. And after that, we'll take a break and have one of your favorite two attorneys explain it, and that would be Attorney Benton Ross Watson. Now, as always, there's something going on at Aaron's, and I'll get you up to date as to all the events that are coming up so you can plan accordingly. Come on out, check them out, become part of the fun. At 11 o'clock, the voice of law enforcement. That would be our very own Officer Randy Dixon, the curator of common sense, the pontificator of problem solving, and the horseman of hospitality. Officer Randy Dixon, the voice of law enforcement at 11. Now, after the voice, I have everyone's favorite firearm training instructor beside me, of course. And that would be Zoltan Varga. Zoli will be doing my product spotlight today, and the Polytech AKS-223 is what he'll be talking about. It's available at ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer. Now, the owner, Arch Kuntz, he's one of our sponsors and has a great selection of firearms and accessories. So, to see what this gun looks like, go to my Facebook page at aaronsgunshop.com and be sure to like me there on Facebook. Let's break those numbers. Let's blow across 500. My special guest today will be one of Milam County's Justices of the Peace, Andy Isaacs. Now, Judge Isaacs and his lovely wife, Rita Kay, own Morningstar Ranch, which runs a Christian youth ministry. And they got a fantastic setup there, too, and do absolutely wonderful things with their ministry. And Judge Isaacs will be here to share what it's all about, how it works, how you can become part of it if you want to. But right now, we're going to officially start the show with the NRA segment, The True Stories. This comes from June 2017, and story number one reads as follows. Miami officials hope the footage from a home security camera will help identify a would-be burglar. The video shows a mother of two using a firearm to chase off a man who gained unlawful entry into their home. Shortly after he broke in, the intruder found himself staring down the barrel of a shotgun. I wonder if it was a shockwave, Mossberg shotgun. Inside joke, okay. Which made him decide to run off. He was running for his life and kept looking back, making sure I wasn't going to shoot him in the back, she said, said the mother, who was at home with her 10-year-old and toddler at the time of the home intrusion. The woman told local reporters that she didn't want to shoot for a couple reasons. One was that the threat had dissipated when he ran off. The other is that she didn't want to traumatize her children more than they already have been. Police found the abandoned getaway car and they passed the video to media outlets to help track down the suspect. Now, my expert commentary. The first thing I want to say about this story is don't mess with a mother protecting her kids. You just don't do that, man. Secondly, she wasn't afraid to arm herself beforehand. In other words, she had a gun at the ready prior to the incident even happening. And lastly, she commented that she didn't fire because the threat was over. That's how you do it, everyone. Had she shot, she could have been in potential legal problems because the threat did stop. Right, Ross?
What was that?
When the threat's over, does that still give you permission to shoot?
No, that's what Rick was illustrating in the
there you
last
go.
One. Yeah.
That's right.
As soon as the man stopped going towards the weapon in the car...
Threat's over.
Threat's over.
Is his mic on?
Wait,
okay. Just needs it closer. So my expert commentary falls right in line with your superstar, Superman status attorney, Rick Dodd, and your extraordinary expertise, right?
If you say so.
Okay. All right, story number two. Imagine being jolted away. This is weird, man. Check this out. Imagine being jolted awake by the sound of a crash, then seeing a pickaxe and a man with a black bandana over his face coming through your bedroom door. A Foley, Alabama man lived through that situation because he had a loaded gun within arm's reach. After the stranger charged toward him while he was still in bed, the homeowner fired, killing the burglar. Two accomplices, who were charged with planning the crime, have since been arrested. My commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what this homeowner did to piss this guy off, but no matter what, that would be a scary situation for anyone. Once again, though, gun placement is a key factor in survival. Luckily, the homeowner had his weapon at arm's length. Story number three. Troublemakers in Houston, you'll like this one too. Troublemakers in Houston probably thought they wouldn't have a problem breaking into cars parked at a gun range after working hours. But two employees who were staying at the range overnight because of recent burglaries in the area had other ideas. After hearing the cars drive up around midnight, the employees grabbed a couple of guns and went outside to investigate. The armed workers saw several thugs scoping out cars and persuaded two of the suspects to give up and stand still. The others turned to flee, but once they got in their car, one fired at the range employees, one of whom returned fire with an AR-15, striking one of the hoodlums. Hooligans. Okay. My commentary. Oh my gosh. Really? Really? How stupid can you be? Breaking into a gun shop with no cars in the parking lot is one thing, but to break into cars at a gun shop that probably belonged to the people in the gun shop is totally stupid. And then shoot at the gun shop owner like the owner wouldn't be armed and ready, which he was, with an AR-15 no less. So, I mean, they say crime doesn't pay. Crime doesn't educate either. I mean, these guys are stupid. But I got a question, Ross, since you're here. And I got like a minute before I got to go to break. Remember how we were talking about having guard dogs?
Right.
And it's like no big deal, I guess. But now these guys admitted they stayed in the gun shop to potentially wait for people coming in. Isn't that premeditated? Now, I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, because we have these discussions about how I was just talking to a gentleman outside, and he goes, I was depressed last week. I go, why? I was listening to your show. I got depressed because, you know, you read the law and you think you got it, and then all of a sudden we learn the insides and outs of how the legal system works and how it can be twisted around on you. So once again, I bring that to this here. That's why we have this segment coming up. If the guys in the gun shop know there's problems and they say, we're just going to sit here tonight and see if anything happens, it's premeditated. How would the legal system flip that around on you real quick?
You have a right to premeditate about how to protect your rights. It was their property, and they have a right to think about how to protect that property. But the difference is that it is a person able to use discretion as opposed to a device, which was like a dog that is really unable to use discretion. I know we say that maybe sometimes, you know, today's the mic not working for some reason. It's never had a problem. Here we go. How about that?
Okay.
So the device in itself, like a trigger gun, when they open the door, boom, it's just going to go. It doesn't matter who it is.
Right.
As opposed to somebody who's sitting there waiting on somebody trying to come. I think this happened with Mr. Cryer many years ago. Waited, and somebody kept breaking in, and he waited there. This was a good example of what you're supposed to do, because they didn't just start firing off when they saw people trespassing on their property. And even though under the 9.42, it would be theft at nighttime, they would arguably have a right to use deadly force. But they waited until the person, and honestly, see how waiting put them in danger, because by waiting for those people to get in the car, they started firing back. And I mean, it even though they shot, they were better armed and better able to use their weapon.
See, but you, an agent of the court, have common sense. I know that. I can tell. I see that. I hear it every week. You got common sense. What scares me is the one agents of the court that don't have common sense, and they want to flip this stuff around with you. Okay, we're going to stop here because I got to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have more of attorney extraordinaire Benton Ross Watson here in just a few minutes, but we're going to take a long break. Alan, let's take a long break, and when we come back, we'll have attorney Benton Ross Watson here with us.
Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm focuses on cases involving asbestos exposure, mesothelioma, birth trauma, defective products, and injury and death resulting from car and truck wrecks. Call the tough, experienced injury attorneys at Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron. Call 888-MESO-FIRM or 254-697-4965.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. When calamity strikes, will you be ready? Sentex Tactical Gear in Temple has your military surplus equipment, gun accessories, duty gear, first aid supplies, bug out bags, and so much more. Call Sentex Tactical Gear at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at SentexTacticalGear.com. Sentex Tactical has both new and used clothing and equipment to fit your camping, hunting, or prepping needs. Call Sentex Tactical in Temple at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at SentexTacticalGear.com.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Today, again, is May 27, 2017, Memorial Weekend. Monday is the actual recognition of Memorial Day. But right now, we're going to be doing our License to Carry segment, and we're going to be talking about Texas Penal Code 9.41. This is going to be protection of one's own property. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very important penal code, like most are. But what I mean is the theft rate has gone drastically up, which means you're getting more and more likely to have your property stolen or engage someone who is trying to steal it. Now, with that being the case, it's important to know our legal rights in defending our stuff. I'm going to read to you Penal Code 9.41. Then we're going to, I think we're just going to go right into the attorney segment because I got off track on time. We're going to catch back up. But we're going to talk to Attorney Benton Ross Watson after I read this, and then he's going to give us the lowdown on how it works out. So I'm sure I'll have some case law to go with it, too. Now, this is Penal Code 9.41, protection of one's own property. Oh, by the way, before I forget, starting September 1st, Governor Abbott signed bills. Oh, gosh, what, 16, 61? What was it?
I didn't see it.
Anyway, he signed a bill. I can't remember the number on it. Basically dropping the rates for taking or getting your license to carry from $140 down to $40 and renewals at $40. So that's a drastic reduction in the rate. No reason why you can't go get your license. We got a class coming up on the 10th of June. You can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to license to carry page, sign up there, give me a call, give me an email, whatever you like. The phone number here at the studio is 254-697-6633. Now, back to Penal Code 9.41, protection of one's own property. A person in lawful possession of land or tangible movable property is justified in using force against another when and to the degree the actor reasonably believes the force is merely necessary to prevent the other's trespass on the land or unlawful interference with the property. A person unlawfully dispossessed of land or tangible movable property by another is justified in using force against the other when and to the degree the actor reasonably believes the force is immediately necessary to reenter the land or recover the property if the actor uses the force immediately or in fresh pursuit after the dispossession, and one, the actor reasonably believes the other had no right of claim when he dispossessed the actor, or two, the other accomplished the dispossession by using force, threat, or fraud against the actor. Now, we're going to combine these two segments up here. Ross, we have attorney Benton Ross Watson with us. Ross, welcome again to the show. How you doing?
Great to be here, man. Great to be here.
Everybody's enjoying it. Let's get this mic out of your phone. Scoot over here so we can get you on the screen. The girls want to see you, not the microphone. Okay? Now, Ross, I sent you this, and we're going to discuss this. First of all, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Oh, here in Cameron, my primary office location, 105 East Main. That's here in Cameron, right next to the courthouse. Big milk cow painted on the side of the building. You can't miss it. Phone number is 254-605-4140. That's 254-605-4140. Email is Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N, at Watson. Legal. So that's just my name, Benton at Watson.legal.
Fantastic. So you can give us a call. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you got questions about these penal codes,
you can call in today. Right?
Call in today, 254-697-6633. I'll tell you what, if you don't call in to get to talk to an attorney and not be charged, you're crazy. You got free legal advice here. Come on. All right. Ross, we talked about Penal Code 941. I highlighted a bunch of spots that were I wanted clarification on. I'm sure you got some case matter. And then I also have this article. What do you want to do first?
Either way.
We'll do the article last. Okay, go over Penal Code 941 for us. And you saw my highlighted spots. Let's talk about it and clarify some things.
So you see there's two portions to the 9.41. One of them is that you're either in lawful possession or you've been unlawfully dispossessed of the property. It means one is talking about when you have possession of something and somebody is trying to take it from you right there at that point in time. The other one, subsection B, is referring to a situation where they have been successful and either kicking you out of your real property, your place of residence, or taking your property from you. And so in one of the situations, it just talks about you being able to use the force that you reasonably believe is necessary, immediately necessary, to prevent them from trespassing or from taking your property. Whereas the other one says that you have to use that force immediately or in fresh pursuit of the dispossession. So it means after they've taken the property, let's say, because it's a lot easier to understand a personal property point. If somebody has stolen your property and they've been long gone and it was, 2 days you've been on vacation, you come home and then you find out later in the week that, hey, it was, Joe Brown over there on the other side of town that took your property, you probably wouldn't be able to use force to go recover your property because it wasn't immediately or in fresh pursuit. So fresh pursuit.
Well, I tell you what, clarify that, because that's one of my common questions is to what is fresh pursuit?
Really, this goes back all the way to the England common law days when we were under the crown. The police officers would be in fresh pursuit when, for instance, they would try to catch a criminal and he had run and they would chase him. This has application even under the Fourth Amendment in cases where Normally, we hear that our house is our castle. We've even talked about that in regard to protecting our castle with our weapons. Well, the one exception, basically, that police officers have, if they're chasing you, you can't just run in your house. They can break down your door. If they tried to stop you and you fleed the scene and they're chasing, they gave chase, and then you try to go hide in your house, they're not going to need a warrant for that. They can break down your door and your castle is meaningless.
Good to know.
So yeah. And I mean, that would be probably fresh pursuit is sometimes a fact question, but I can promise you that if you see this person at all, even if it's a long distance, if you see them and you know that's the person that's got it, and you know that that's the person that committed a crime, and you give chase, that's going to be fresh pursuit.
There's no distance regulations on that. I mean, it gets to a point where you're hunting this guy down. Because let me give you an example of what I say, and tell me how you'd fit this in, or if you think I'm wrong, or that's a good idea, or whatever. I say, you know, fresh pursuit with law enforcement is basically until they can't see the guy anymore, then they re-engage, or they get there. Hold on, and then they get the guy. I'm saying for personal protection, fresh pursuit would be maybe your property line, or maybe the first city block, because then it looks like it's hunting. Because there was an incident down in Austin, some guy steals this guy's wallet or his girlfriend's purse, and it had her driver's license in it, where she lives, keys to her house, all this kind of stuff. So he chased and chased and chased this guy, ended up in a dark alley. He ended up getting off of the thing, but it looked bad because it looked like he shot him right there and he traveled so far to get him. So that's why I've always concerned about the distance of fresh pursuit.
And then that's when there are a couple of cases where somebody, you know, this was under the old unlawful carry, and we don't really have any of the newer cases since they've changed the law some on the unlawful carry statutes. But a shop owner chased a man down the street with his weapon, and you can't, if you remember, under the unlawful carry, you can't display, you know, a handgun out in the open if you're not on your own premises.
Right.
And so when he's chasing this guy that was trying to commit even a heinous crime in his business, right, once he got so far out on the street, it was not his premises, and so he could be charged with unlawful carry. And that sucks from that standpoint, but I think here, when we talk about being able to use the force to recover it, I think you would have the same rights as a police officer as far as a fresh pursuit. Now, like I said, it's a fact question, but for sure, if you're seeing this person and you're able to give chase to this person, right, that is a fresh pursuit. Okay, now any more than that, you're getting in a gray area. We don't know who's gonna find to be what.
I'm just thinking how easily you can go from a 9.41 to a 9.42, which is deadly force.
Right.
Because,
right,
you know.
And you could, but you can use a 9.42 if you're justified under 9.41.
I understand, but what I'm getting at is if the difference between following, waiting for maybe law enforcement to come and assist you, as compared to you going, cornering him, and then it escalated when it didn't really have to escalate.
And for people, everybody that knows, what we're talking about now under 9.41 is not the deadly force provision. So there are other requirements if you're going to want to use deadly force to recover your property. And for that, what Matt is referring to is they've got to be, the person has to reasonably believe that the land or property cannot be protected or recovered by any other means, or right, that any other force would put other people or the actor, meaning you, into danger of serious bodily injury or death. So it's got to be, it's or, so it doesn't have to be both of those, but it's can the property be recovered by any other means? And what Matt was referring to is basically saying, could you call the cops? Could you wait on the cops to get there and help you recover the property instead of doing it on your own, right? The other one is, would waiting, okay, would using any other kind of force cause death or serious bodily injury to other persons? Could you could always argue you feared that the police, if they helped you, they would get hurt in trying to go recover this property. I don't know that they, I don't know. I mean, you could probably say this, but this is, I think what I was saying, I gave an example maybe 2 months ago about, let's say you come home and a guy's got your jewelry, your wife's jewelry, and he's running. You've never seen this person before. Do you really have any other means to recover the property? You have no idea who he is, right? You have no idea where he lives, and let's say you're not in Cameron, okay? Let's say you're in Houston, right? Is calling the cops really an option?
Probably not, no.
So, but then you have to ask your question, right? Is insurance, if you have the jewelry insured under renter's insurance, is this a recovery of the property, or is it merely compensation? And so I think here is some ambiguity that we don't really have any good answers to. I have some treatises, and I actually have two or three different, maybe even four treatises that I go to whenever I have questions that I don't understand. And on this point with insurance, two treatises say one thing and two of them say another. And so if you have it covered under renter's insurance, do you really need to go?
See, I bring that up in my class all the time. I say, you get a good spin doctor, prosecutor, and they're going to say to you, you have no other way to recover it. Do you have insurance for that vehicle? Yes, I do. Full coverage. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, he has a way for compensation. He didn't have to do this.
And see, I argue that that's not recovery of the property. Just because you get compensation doesn't mean you recover that property. But I'm a defense lawyer.
Now, I want to make something clear to you and to everybody listening. Because some people say, Matt, why are you so pacifist? I'm not a pacifist. I'm a wisifist, okay? It's like the martial arts expert, the black belt, the master of defense, right? Does he really have to do it? He knows he can stop this person. But why? I already know I can do this. I already know I can stop him. I already know I can use deadly force. I know I can do everything I know I can do. But since I've got that in reserve, let me use all my other stuff up first, because I don't want to change my lifestyle. I don't want to lose money paying it to you, Ross. I'd rather keep it myself instead of paying you to defend me. So until it gets to the point where, okay, all those other measures haven't worked, so now I got to pull out the big boys and do it. That's where I come from. And that's why I try to get across over this radio show. It's like, don't go to deadly force when force, verbal command, hey, put that down, would work. So I just want, that's why I'm always being anal about definitions, what it means, clarification, and how quickly things can get spun out of control.
I do want to point out, if you notice, if you go and read 9.42 and 9.41, you're going to see that there is no excuse for retreat like there is in the regular deadly force to protect persons statute, which is 9.31, 9.32. Now, under the old law, they required you to assess whether or not you should retreat in the situation. That goes to your reasonable belief, in other words. But I don't think that the court should read in a retreat requirement like they did under the old law. You were required to retreat if you could. Because here, it makes no sense. Why would, you know, if somebody's dispossessing you and you could use it in fresh pursuit, why would you retreat? You can't. It's hard to apply both of those reasoning. I mean, you can always retreat if somebody's trying to get away from you, because they're retreating.
Okay.
So why would it require you to retreat when it authorizes you to use deadly force against somebody who is retreating?
I don't know. I guess it depends what day of the week it is, what personality your judge is, what facts they administer into the court, and what the jury's thinking at the time that they're deciding your fate, from what you tell me.
But again, I think I sent you an email with it that a long time ago that, out of those four treatises, two say that you're going to have to retreat because they believe that at some point in time the courts will infer their own retreat requirement, and the other two are sided with me.
Well, don't they nullify each other, and then you don't have to even use that?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So hopefully, you know, that's just, I think the treatises see that, yeah, it's unreasonable, but their courts are often unreasonable.
That gets under my skin, man. It really does. Here you have a law-abiding citizen trying very hard to do the things in a proper manner. The criminal doesn't give a darn. They're going to do whatever they want. Carry a gun without a license. Break into your home without care. Hurt you if necessary. They don't care. And here, the law-abiding citizen wants to do it right and then has to fight again in the courtroom.
Right. Which is a good segue to the next article you wanted to talk about.
You want to talk about that article now? Okay. All right. We're going to be bouncing around here. I saw this article, and it says, customer fatally shoots man who killed bar manager. This is Arlington, Texas. Police say a customer at a North Texas sports bar fatally shot a man who had just killed the restaurant's manager to prevent further loss of life. Officials said 48-year-old James Jones walked into Zona Caliente sports bar in Arlington on Wednesday evening and fatally shot the manager, 37-year-old Cesar Perez. Police Lieutenant Christopher Cook said a customer then fatally shot Jones. Cook said the customer was carrying a handgun under the Texas Concealed Handgun License Program. Cook said, by all accounts, he decided to engage the shooter because he wanted to prevent further loss of life. Witnesses told police Jones verbally confronted Perez before killing him. I don't like that word. Police don't know whether they knew each other. Okay, Ross. Killing him, it's more like slaughtering him, you know, taking it, just, it doesn't give enough effect. But Talk to me about this.
It's hard to keep up. Some crazy guy walks into a bar and shoots the manager, and then all of a sudden, a good patron that was in the bar turns around and shoots the crazy guy.
Well, first of all, everybody's probably screaming, "Hey, it's a bar! You can't go into a bar with a gun, right?"
Who know? We don't know what the. We don't know what really was looking. I mean, who knows what everybody was saying in there? I mean, it was pretty.
Well, first, ladies and gentlemen, let me make a comment here, because in most cases, a bar, 51% location. You want to take that now?
Yeah,
we got
so
a call? Is it pertaining to this topic?
I don't know.
Okay, let's put him on the air. Hold on, Ross. Let's see what we got. Just tell me when you're ready, Alan.
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, caller.
Heather, good morning. I have a question about some people carrying, they have their license, but they walk into a grocery store and they have a handgun exposed like it's supposed to be. But I get paranoid, and now I see kids around us, you know, in a grocery store inside. Is there anything that could be done about that, you know, to avoid people from getting hysterical or something like that?
To answer that particular question, to avoid the parents from getting hysterical would be information, would be understanding, would be calming down. But now let me go another direction with your question.
Yes.
The people who are licensed here in Texas are very, what am I trying to say? They have been through the ringer when it comes to checking them out, background checks, the whole work. Very good people carrying weapons, either concealed or in the open. Granted, there are some from time to time who may go outside the bounds of legalities. So if they're doing it properly in a professional manner, not carrying their gun in a threatening manner, that's just one of those things here, ma'am, in Texas. That person has that right to do it. Now, let me make another comment, though. That's why I push the concealed carry badge. I know I have a lot of opposition to this. But when a person decides to carry in the open who is licensed under the concealed carry or the license to carry permit, carrying a license to carry badge just shows, hey, I'm a license to carry owner, no sweat, don't worry, no foul. And I've done this test many a times. I've gone into the supermarket. You may have seen me. I don't know if that's the case. And one day I'll go in without the badge on and people look at me, but I handle myself in a professional manner where it's no big deal. Other times, I'll go in wearing my concealed badge right next to my gun so people see the badge and the gun, and nobody bats an eyelash. And I would do that for your benefit, the person who's looking at me. I do it for their benefit to put them at ease. I have the right to carry this. I'm showing you I'm legal. I'm trying to put you in a calm mood. Because I have that right, I don't want you to take my right away, because I would never do that to you. I would fight for your rights that you have. It's just one of those things you got to deal with, and I think education, learning both sides, is a great way to start. The person carrying the gun better not be stupid, better not be foolish, better not be reckless in their carrying of it. And people, there's no law that can keep them from doing it, but I'll tell you what, public opinion and stress on that person saying, I think you're doing that in a poor manner, is one way to curtail that problem. So you can look at this many different ways.
Another thing you could do.
Another
thing.
Appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thank you for calling.
Another thing that you could do is you could talk to the grocery store owner and you can tell them to put up a sign that says no one is allowed to carry here under the license. It's got to match 30-06 and 30-07. But you could go to the grocery store owner and ask him to put up a sign for that purpose to prevent people with license to carry to enter those premises while carrying a handgun.
That is true. And I would also recommend they don't, because with a click of a button, you can tell thousands and thousands of people who have licenses to carry that this location is not willing to allow you to protect yourself with the rights here in this state. And they're going to take their money and go elsewhere. So you can do it. The store owner or whoever can put up that sign, but watch out. Your revenue is going to decrease big time, because I will not donate my money to buying groceries or buying whatever at a location that takes my right to defend myself. I'm not going to do it. So 254-697-6633. Ma'am, I appreciate that call. It's a very common question. And I think it's because in the last 20 years, more and more PR, political correctness, and all this kind of stuff has killed us. It wasn't uncommon at all to see shotguns in a vehicle, people going hunting after they go to school. It's no big deal, but we got this paranoia for no reason. And why? I just don't understand why somebody who sees somebody who's got a weapon concealed, it shouldn't be a matter at all. If you're carrying a weapon concealed and somebody knows you got it, you're wrong, okay? Conceal that weapon better. If you're going to carry in the open, you do it in a professional manner. But I know if I see somebody with a gun around with him, great, something goes down, I know I got somebody to back me up, okay? So many different ways to look at it, but I think the bottom line is you must know what you're doing. Now, here's another problem I've got. Constitutional carry, I'm all for it on one side, where anybody can just go carry the weapon. Constitutional carry for the basic definition of the term. However, I cannot stress enough, you better freaking do some training. You better know how to use that gun, because a woman like who just called will have a concern, rightly so, if you're being an idiot, carrying a gun in a reckless manner, you deserve everything that you get, okay? If you're gonna, and I say, if there's no law to stop you with constitutional carry once it passes, but there is no law to say that I can't verbally speak over this microphone or to you in person or to do something and say, look, if you're gonna carry constitutional carry, you better do some training, okay? That's my thought. 254-697-6633. What do you think, Ross? I get passionate about this. Okay, anyway, we're back here. Let's clarify this bar thing. I was saying that 51% sign is because you're consuming, based on Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, they determine when you're getting your license if it's going to be a 51% business or not. What that means is the sale or service of alcoholic beverages for on-premise consumption surpasses 51% or more of its income from those service and consumption at that premise. And there'd be a special sign. If you go to like a 7-Eleven or a Sefco to get your Morning Joe premium coffee, okay? Or your dark chocolate cherry nut nutritional bars, Caveman. What's your... If you go to those locations where they sell the alcohol but you don't consume it, you're going to see one of those blue framed signs that says the unlicensed possession of a weapon in here is unlawful. So let's take it from there, Ross.
So after looking into it more, they said that this was a blue sign entity, which would mean that they are licensed to sell alcoholic beverages to some degree, but the amount of sales did not amount to 51%.
For consumption, right.
For consumption. And so if they didn't have a sign matching 30-06 or 30-07, the gentleman would be allowed to carry his concealed handgun in this place. And so, because he was licensed. And that's not to say that anyone could just carry a weapon in there. They would have to be licensed, because 46-02, okay, says that you cannot, it's a third degree felony to carry a handgun into a place licensed or permitted to sell alcohol. It doesn't talk about a distinction between 51% or regardless. So if you don't have a license, presumably you are going to be committing a third degree felony just by taking it into any establishment that sells alcohol.
Let's clarify that one more time. If you go to a Sefco or a 7-Eleven or a Quicks or something like that, and they're selling the alcohol, it states if you're unlicensed and you're carrying it, you're in major trouble. Now, if you're licensed in those locations, you're fine.
You're fine.
Unless you're going to a place of 51%.
51%. And so he could have his license to carry there, but initially, Matt and I didn't know that this place was a blue sign entity, meaning they were less than 51% in their sales. But and we said we were surprised that he did not get charged with some other kind of criminal activity, and in fact he could be convicted for unlawful carry if he was in an establishment that was a 51% establishment and they had the effective sign, and he could possibly at that point also have been unable to carry, period, and maybe possibly been charged under 4602 itself. And so I have a case. There's a case called a bond, and in that situation, instead of a gun, he had a club, one of those illegal clubs, and he was there at a club, and a security officer was not a police officer, but was a licensed security officer. There was a big brawl had broken out, and he had asked this gentleman to help him. He had asked the defendant to help him, and he gave him his club because it was a really big time bad brawl, and he needed help quick. And this gentleman jumps in like a good Samaritan and helps the security officer quell the threat and, you know, dissipate the situation and kick those people out. And as he's kicking them out, you know, the police were also being called, and they're driving up in the parking lot and they're throwing them out. And the police officer sees this guy with the club in his hand, right? And instead of going after the people who caused the problems, go straight after this good Samaritan and ask him why he had the illegal club. And he tries to hide the club for a second, but it didn't work. And he ends up getting in trouble for having the club, even though that he was basically commandeered to help. And he thought that he fell under the law There's a law in Texas that requires citizens. I don't know if it would be constitutional or not. We don't know. There's a couple of cases indicating that it may be unconstitutional. But assuming that it's completely legal, police officers in Texas can require any citizen at that moment to help quell a threatening situation. They can commandeer you. They can require you to help them. He thought, since this was a licensed security officer, and if he had been in uniform, there's some things that would have made this true. Okay, that this, even though he was a private security guard, he could have enlisted this gentleman to help him, right? But he didn't have the uniform on. He didn't have a couple other things required. Even though this guy knew he was licensed, that wasn't enough. See, even though he made a mistake of fact and a mistake of law, right, it didn't help him. It didn't help him in the courtroom.
Okay. Time's ticking away, so let me finish it up with this. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to wrap it up like this before Ross tells us how to get a hold of him. I can't stress this enough. I stress it in my classes. You need to know this law. You sign an affidavit stating that you know, have read, and understand these laws. They must be burnt into your brains, okay? I can only give you an overview of it because we only have a five and a half hour class, okay? So you need to burn that in. You also need to know how to handle your firearm. You also need to know how to handle yourself under duress. Because I'm telling you, when you start stressing out, anything you think you knew about shooting a piece of paper goes out the freaking window. Shooting a piece of paper is fine. You know what that does? It tells you your gun works. But do you work? Can you shoot on the move? Can you handle a malfunction? Does your brain work when it's supposed to? It's like, do I even need to be here? Can I run away? The first thing I think of is, can I get out of here? Can I leave? Or is there somebody in danger? Do I need to help them? That's the kind of person I am. I'm going to, like, if somebody needs help, I'm there. Okay. And then I'm going to evaluate. You got to be able to evaluate on your feet when it's happening. And if you don't train your mind, if you don't train your body, you're going to be ending up calling Ross here. And Ross, how do people get a hold of you when they screw up like that? How's that for a segue?
105 East Main in Cameron again. Got the big milk cow painted on the side there. You can't miss it. My number is 254-605-4140. And my email is benton@watson.legal. That's my name, benton@watson.legal.
Fantastic, Ross. I can't thank you enough for always coming on. And, man, thank you for the call. It was a great call.
Yeah, keep calling.
Keep calling. Bringing them in. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a long break. And when we come back, we'll go over our not highlights, but what's going on coming up in this month, and get ready for The Voice. So we'll see you on the other side.
Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron prides themselves on service, resourcefulness, knowledge of the law, and attention to detail. So if you or a loved one has been injured by someone else's negligence, they can help. Call 888-637-6347 for help today from Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm will work as hard for your family as you do. Call 800-460-0606 for Capolino Dodd Krebs. Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
When calamity strikes, will you be ready? Centex Tactical Gear in Temple has your military surplus equipment, gun accessories, duty gear, first aid supplies, bug out bags, and so much more. Call Centex Tactical Gear at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Centex Tactical has both new and used clothing and equipment to fit your camping, hunting, or prepping needs. Call Centex Tactical in Temple at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com. High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, it's May 27, 2017, Memorial Weekend. Monday's Memorial Day. Remember, all you persons in uniform, Psalms 91. Check it out. All right, let's talk about our topic of interest here, all the things that are going on. June 3rd and 4th, I will be at the Real Gun Show in Taylor at the Williamson County Expo Center. Now, on the 3rd, we'll be doing the radio show live from the gun show. It's a new venue. Going to be a lot of people there. I think it's going to be pretty good. Come on out, say hi, take the ride, see what's going on. You might have a nice wide diversity of firearms, knives, accessories, the whole works. So come check it out. June 9th is our next round robin. Once again, everybody, if you've never done a round robin, we were just talking with Ross in the last segment about being mentally and physically and prepared with your mind and your gun and so on and so forth. The round robin, I cannot tell you, and I say this every week, I can't tell you how many shooters, novice shooters that have come into my range, stepped up to the plate and participated in the round robin competition, and after four or five competitions have become very proficient shooters. Some have actually won and are so excited, and it's exciting to see it happen, that they're ecstatic. I love to watch it. I love to see somebody coming from one level to another and then winning. It's great. And if you want to check it out, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the homepage. Up at the top there, there's a link for the rules on how it works. Or you can go to my YouTube channel, Aaron's Gunshop YouTube channel, and check out some of the videos as to how it works. In reality, it's a pretty simple concept. But on the other hand, it's a nice challenge to get you more proficient with using a firearm under stress, with accuracy, and under time constraints. So the next one is June 9th. Check it out now. June 10th, we have the license to carry class at 2 o'clock. That's Saturday, 2 o'clock. It's going to be $60 for new persons, $40 for anybody who wants to take a refresher course. I've been getting calls for refreshers, which is great. So if you've got your license already, I know you can't remember it all. Come take a refresher course from us. It's $40. And we have a special. If you come in a group of five or more, the price will be reduced down to $30 a person. So find some friends, come in a group of five or more, it's $30. Now remember, if you come and say you got a group of five and four show up, it's $60 per person. It's a group of five or more. The third Fridays of every month is ladies' night. Ladies' nights, you know, we charge $10 to shoot. And then if you want to buy targets or ammo, that's more, of course. But the range fee is $10. It's nothing. It's a pittance for what you can learn and from the camaraderie you can build with other people who are shooting there. But it's third Fridays is ladies' night. The ladies get to shoot for free. So come on in. Check it out. We're getting a lot more ladies coming in. Want to have a bunch more and take advantage of the free range time. Now, we've got seminars that cover rifle training. We have one specifically for the AR platform. We have another one for semi-auto rifles like AKs, SKSs, Mini 14s, M1 Grands, M1 Carbines, things of that nature. Anything that's semi-auto, we've got seminars for that too. We've got pistol seminars that is for personal defense and home invasion. We've got co-ed, and we've got ladies only. The ladies, I can't tell you enough how much you ladies love this class. The guys aren't around. You let your hair down. You don't have to worry about criticism from him because you know that's the truth. And you can just have a good time, learn a lot. I've seen lots of women advance themselves in that particular class because there's no stress from the spouse being there. We have seminars on shotguns. And once again, we just need groups of five or more for those seminars. I set a few up during the course of the year. But if you want to go above and beyond the dates that I have set, you call me with a group of five or more and we'll set up a class specifically for you and put it within parameters that you're trying to accomplish. You can give an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. You can give me a call or you can call us now here at the show. If you want to become part of the show, it's 254-697-6633. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends. Just do it right now. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page and like me right now. Spread it, share it, tell everybody, like. It's simple, click of a button. Next thing is go become a subscriber to my YouTube channel, Aaron's Gun Shop. We got lots of video on how to do things with handguns, explanation of how things work, great interviews with people on different topics and subject matter like attorney Benton Ross Watson here and attorney Rick Dodd talking about license to carry, which is always a great segment. And then also we have private parties available. We've got the gun range, classroom, shoot house, the whole works. So if you've got a corporate party, small business, family gathering, whatever it is, give me a call. We'll talk out the arrangements. But it's a unique place to have a fun time. And we can set up a place or set up a time and a date for you to do just that. Okay. So lots of things going on at Aaron's. Don't forget, go to Aaron's Gun Shop at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Give us a call here at the station at 254-697-6633. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Aaron's Gun Shop, and you get to learn a lot. I'll tell you what, we're going to take the long break and we're going to get set it up for the voice of law enforcement right at about 11:01. So we'll see you on the other side.
Cabellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron focuses on cases involving personal injury litigation, including asbestos exposure and mesothelioma. At Cabellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm, you are never treated like a number. Cases are accepted on a contingency basis, so clients do not have to pay out of their pocket. Contact Cabellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron today. Call 888-MISO-FIRM.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Are you needing repair service for your motorcycles, four-wheelers, ATVs, or farm utility vehicles? Then you need to visit Squirrels Two Wheel Custom in Zobchickville. Squirrels Two Wheel Customs is now located at 16162 Highway 53 in Zobchickville. At Squirrels Two Wheel Customs, you'll find a wide assortment of parts and supplies. And if it's not in stock, David Trojan will take your order and your part or supply will be here in a very short time. Stop by Two Wheel Customs at 16162 Highway 53 in Zobchickville or call 985-2222. That's Squirrels Two Wheel Customs, offering complete repair, service, parts, and supplies for any make or model of motorcycle, ATV, four-wheelers, and farm utility vehicles.
It is now time for the master of manners, the communicator of common sense, and the epitome of encyclopedia, Officer Randy Dixon, the voice of law enforcement.
Good morning, everyone. I hope y'all are having a great Saturday morning here, the 27th day of May. Hard to believe this month is almost over, and we're going to be starting a new month very shortly. You know, if you've been outside today, you can walk about 10 feet and you get soaked as the humidity is, as they say in Texas, is thick enough you can cut it with a knife. So I hope everybody gets a chance to get out today when it does clear up a little bit and enjoy this nice weather. Also, I want to give a big congratulations out there to all the graduates of the area high schools. Cameron, Rockdale, Rogers, Buchholz, everyone who's graduated last night and today, hope your future is wonderful. Make sure you set the right path for yourself and make sure you remember the golden rule when you're doing your jobs in the future. Now today, along those same lines, you know, over the last week, it's been really a very hectic place here in our world. You know, the bombing over in England. Personally had some good friends that live in Manchester. Talked to them right after the bombing. And, you know, people in that part of the country, they don't accept it and they don't like it, but they realize that's a part of life, you know, for a long time. In the airports there, along the streets there, certain members of the law enforcement have been armed to the teeth. They've had their AR-15s, their automatic weapons. But, you know, here in our country, we've been a little bit slower in accepting that. And I hope and pray that we never have some of the events that took have taken place in Europe and areas of that nature. But knowing that that is going to happen at some point in our lives, in our country, we just pray that we do the best we can and that our law enforcement and our government officials can get enough intelligence that the masses aren't hurt. So, you know, say a prayer this week, if you could, for the people that we have a better place to live in. Which kind of brings me to what I'm going to talk about today. You know, I thought to myself, can't we just all get along? You know, this catchphrase was coined some 20 years ago by an individual who was a server of a police incident in Los Angeles that ended up basically breaking the town apart. It broke a police agency apart and created riots the like of which have not been seen in years in our country, even as bad as the Watts riots back in the 60s. Too many times in this country, neighbors get mad at each other, kinfolk get mad at each other, shoppers get angry at workers, and so on. Disputes between individuals take up a good part of any law enforcement agency's time. Officers spend more time trying to settle disagreements than they do actually out working, patrolling the streets, looking for people that really committed serious crimes. Too many times, these senseless, non-appeasing arguments never become settled and has brought friends to enemies in the blink of an eye. I hope that the good people of Central Texas will take the time to listen to this morning and consider the need to think before reacting when anger gets the better part of us. We're all going to get angry. Every human being has anger. But how to control that anger and what to do about that anger is the key to all livelihood. A word not spoken is sometimes the best solution to an issue or a problem. Out of anger, many things have been said that create a lifetime of issues. We all know that. Think about this for an instance. You know, have you, and maybe not now, but maybe as you get older in life, you understand the ramifications of it. But how many of you dating or courting your wife or even with your wife or your spouse now have said something you wish you could take back? Something that, you know, out of anger you just uttered and you know the minute it left your mouth, it made you the north end of a southbound donkey. Think about that a little bit. Think about what you say and how you say it. I know that I've said things in the past that I would give anything in the world to pull back, but a wise person once said, once a word is uttered, a person can apologize all day long, and the one to whom it was directed can accept your apology, but they'll never, ever forget what you said. About making those good on diffusing and preventing potentially young people. I hope that everyone will take this in the spirit of what's meant this morning. Use some of these issues that I'm going to talk about this morning the next time one feels a need to strike out at their fellow man, children, or whomever. I truly hope that what I'm saying will help make peace with some people. I know that there's been times in the past, especially in the recent past, where I felt like, you know, things just seem to be going nothing but downhill. Well, sometimes, you know, you need to take back and look at that. Sometimes you need to think about how you can redirect that anger that you have to something positive. Let me give you some ideas on managing conflict when you're irritated, frustrated, angry, or ready to explode. Just remember, that is part of life, folks, and you're not alone. You're truly not alone. Whether it's an argument with a friend, aggravation because a driver cuts you off in driving down the road, or even if it's a disagreement about the best way to do your job or how to do your job, conflict is part of everyday life. Conflict produces stress. We all know that. It hurts friendships. It actually can cause injury, and sometimes, and if you think about this, with the exception of maybe robbery or something like that, when someone hurts someone or kills someone, it's out of anger. It's because they're mad about something. It's because they want to get even with someone. The history books, the log books, they're full of anger and anger resolution gone bad. You know, we need to learn how to control ourselves. We need to learn how to control our issues and our problems without resorting to violence. The way we do that, we can do that, we use conflict to improve our lives and learn our past mistakes. You know, if you've ever heard of the Optimist Creed, Optimist Club is a club that's been around for hundreds plus years. It's a service organization. It's all across the United States and international. And one part of that, their creed is to make so much time for improvement of yourself that you have no time to criticize others. Sometimes we need to look at that. What skills do you need to manage personal conflict? Understanding your own feelings about conflict is one of the most important things you can do. That's the first lesson. This simply means recognizing what your trigger words are, or actions that immediately provoke an emotion response from you, like anger. It could be facial expressions, a tone of voice, a pointing finger, or a certain phrase. You know, I know that I don't really take well to someone pointing a finger at me when they're angry. But just because somebody points a finger at you, think about it like this. It's better than pointing a gun at you. The fingers don't go off. Guns do. Words go off. Fingers don't. So basically what I'm telling you folks is we all need to understand what our own triggers are, what our own resolutions are. Once you know your triggers, you can better control your emotions. Mine, for instance, I'll be honest with you. When someone says to me or a loved one says to me, whatever, that right there, that's a trigger word to me. Whatever means basically, we're not even going what it means. It means that they don't really care about what you're saying or how you're doing it. So know what you are. We need in the world today to be better listeners is what we need to be. Be active listeners. Go beyond just hearing words, folks. Try to understand what the other person is saying. Listen carefully instead of thinking about what you're going to say next. Let them get their voice out and then carefully choose what your words are. Active listening requires concentration and body language that says you're actually paying attention. That's the best way to generate options for controlling conflict. Many people can think of only two ways to manage conflict, and that's fighting or avoiding the problem. Number one, you need to get your facts straight. Brainstorm all ideas that you might help resolve your issues and your problems. That's the best way to do it. The argument, know what the argument is and discuss the pros, cons, and consequences of that argument. Moving away from confrontation and toward agreement is essentially one of the best weapons you can use in the world today. Look at your response to conflict. If your style's not working, you've left with raging emotions that leads to more problems. Try it for change. It might work for you. State your needs and define those problems. Tell someone what you feel and how you feel it about the issues without insult or blaming the other person. You know, too many times people have everyone thinks about that just makes them infuriated more or gives that eyeball roll. Think about that when you're talking to someone, especially when it's a heated discussion, and particularly between people that you care about. Don't state your position. That's simply your solution to the problem. Take a hard look at what is said and what you really mean. Together, and this is mean together, it means man and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, co-workers, together discuss various ways of meeting needs or solving the problem. It doesn't always have to be your way only. Be flexible, decide, and here's the hard part. Decide who will be for a specific action after reaching agreement on something. Now, let me give you a few ideas, just some common sense. And I want you to, we're down here. Think of Southern style tips with people. This is the best way to do it. Number one, know what's a good time and not a good time to get into something. You know, you come in your wife, somebody's had a really at work. You know they come in. Probably not the best time to jump on them because they left the toilet seat up. You need to think about when and where and how. Talk directly to someone. Don't blame or don't name call. We can do that. You don't have to call people names. You don't have to blame somebody. Be an information person, not someone that just gives information. Gather it. Listen. Truly listen to what someone says and talk it through. You know, we can work on a solution. That's easy to do. Everybody works on solutions. But do you really, truly work on that solution? You know, I've got a lot of friends in this world that can't get along. But you have to learn to get along. That's something we have to do to make peace with each other. Follow through with your beliefs and follow through with your ideas. If you can't work it out, go get help somebody. Try mediation with a close friend, a clergy, or a professional. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking a third party to help you if you can't get along, especially if it's a married situation. A lot of conflicts happen between marriages and loved ones, and that's the worst place for them to happen. Mediators don't take sides. They don't make decisions. They just help you make your own decisions up. And truly, again, here in America, it seems that over the past few years, more and more neighbors have been dissatisfied with being neighbors, which is sad. Remember what it was like in the 60s and 70s? With some good old common sense and some good old Texas hospitality, there are very few issues that can't be worked out. And this morning, as I'm closing, I want you to think about a couple of things. Back in the 70s, a song came out, and I know I'm showing my age here, and I'm showing a little bit about what has happened in the past. But I'm going to read you the first stanza of that song about that. Please think about the words. It goes like this. Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. and the world will be a much better place for you and for me. Just wait and see. For if another day goes by and still the children cry, put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't be let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. You know, we've heard that song, and like I said, and maybe I'll put that song in your mind today. You'll hum it back and forth. But around the world, we need a little bit of love in our hearts, I think. Too many people, too many organizations, whether it's ISIS, whether it's Al-Qaeda, whether it's our own homegrown terrorist or whatever it may be, we need to think about what the future holds for us. So you think about peace with ourselves and our neighbors and our friends. And as I say, the one last thing I want to say is Memorial Day weekend. We just finished Police Memorial Day weekend, and I want you to think about those people that have gave their lives in support of this country, whether it's domestic or whether it's foreign. You know, we owe them a lot. I personally owe them a lot. I owe my family a lot. I owe a lot of people I worked with, and I want to remember my cousin that gave his life a couple of years ago in the line of duty. So, folks, when you see a vet, police, fire, whether it's a military, lend them a hand. Tell them how much you appreciate them. And until next Saturday, I wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And get out and do something this weekend. Have fun with your family. And take care.
Are you needing repair service for your motorcycles, four-wheelers, ATVs, or farm utility vehicles? Then you need to visit Squirrels Two Wheel Custom in Zobchickville. Squirrels Two Wheel Customs is now located at 16162 Highway 53 in Zobchickville. At Squirrels Two Wheel Customs, you'll find a wide assortment of parts and supplies. And if it's not in stock, David Trojan will take your order and your part or supply will be here in a very short time. Stop by Two Wheel Customs at 16162 Highway 53 in Zobchickville or call 985-2222. That's Squirrels Two Wheel Customs, offering complete repair, service, parts, and supplies for any make or model of motorcycle, ATV, four-wheelers, and farm utility vehicles.
When calamity strikes, will you be ready? Centex Tactical Gear in Temple has your military surplus equipment, gun accessories, duty gear, first aid supplies, bug out bags, and so much more. Call Centex Tactical Gear at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Centex Tactical has both new and used clothing and equipment to fit your camping, hunting, or prepping needs. Call Centex Tactical in Temple at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Capellino, Dodd, Krebs Law Firm focuses on cases involving asbestos exposure, mesothelioma, birth trauma, defective products, and injury and death resulting from car and truck wrecks. Call the tough, experienced injury attorneys at Capellino, Dodd, Krebs Law Firm in Cameron. Call 888-MESO-FIRM or 254-697-4965.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 954-983-4417.
Cabin Adventure Radio program. Again, May 27, 2017. This is Memorial Day weekend. We just heard the voice of law enforcement. And Randy, you're still with us?
I'm here. Yes, sir.
You do an awesome job. I get so many compliments and comments about your words of wisdom and advice there. But right now, everybody, we are in our product spotlight segment. And this show is partially sponsored by ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we did a live remote last week at ANC Firearms, and you truly showed your support. Please do that again. Check out any weapon that you're going to look at. That's fine. Do your research. But if you like this program and you want it to continue, it's best if you go support the sponsors of the program. Otherwise, the show goes away. Can't be done for free, okay? So we need your support. That's why we ask you to like us on Facebook, become a subscriber to the YouTube channel at Aaron's Gun Shop, to go to our sponsors and purchase their products. They're excellent products, good prices, good people, and it all works out. Now, what we're doing here, if you want to call ANC Firearms, actually, first, if you go to aaronsgunshop.com's Facebook page, you'll be able to see the product spotlight we're talking about, and it's going to be the Polytech AKS in 223. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, I put my hands on this gun. It's rock solid. It's nice. And you need to give ANC Firearms a call at 254-983-4417. That's 254-983-4417. And they've got all sorts of things and can help you out. You got Arch Kuntz, the owner, incredible guy, nice guy. And the staff there, you got Clint, Dennis, Mike, they're all ready to help you. They got guns, ammo, accessories, knives, you name it, reloading equipment, so on and so forth. But we're going to do something a little different today. Instead of me telling you about it, I've got my weapons instructor here, Zoltan Varga. Zoli's becoming a household name here. Lots of people coming to the shop asking for him. He has a plethora of information when it comes to weapons, based on his expertise and experience in Hungarian military, special forces, so on and so forth. And Zoli, you're with us today. How you doing, buddy?
I'm really good.
Make sure that mic's next to your face. I'll tell you what, let's swing it over because we want you on camera. There you go. Zoli, I asked you to come on here to talk about this one because I had a comment from a listener one time, why don't you do more rifles? And it's because I'm more of a master at the pistol, although I can do the rifle no problem. But I'm one of those guys, I want to get the experts on it. And you are an expert when it comes to rifles, as well as you're a very good pistol shooter too. But primarily I'm focused on the rifle. So what we're going to do is have you talk about the Polytech AKS 223 that is located right now on the gun rack at ANC Firearms. And ladies and gentlemen, this is hot, okay? And Zoli's going to talk to you about it, give his commentary, give you his personal experience. So let's, Zoli, why don't you take it away? Tell the people what you got going here with the Polytech AKS 223.
So first of all, I'm really familiar with all the AK platforms because the Hungarian military basic issued weapon is a Hungarian version of the AK-47. So I really know and I like this gun. This particular piece in a 223 caliber, it's a really, as you said, rock solid gun. And because of the caliber that you can buy in every Walmart, and technically here in Texas, I think every household has at least a box of 223, it makes it a perfect like apocalypse gun, if we can say this, because it really doesn't need too much taking care of. It's, if you disassemble for cleaning, what it should be like once in every 1,000 rounds, or if it gets really dirty, you have get just 2-6 pieces when you disassemble it, and all the pieces are big, like 3 inches long, the biggest.
So you're not going to lose anything, piece. Right?
You won't lose, like, when you're cleaning an AR and you get out that firing pin, securing pin, right, and it's dark or muddy or grass, and you just drop it and, oh,
I'm screwed. Pull out the paperclip, yeah.
I have a gun, but I don't really have a gun. With the AKs, they are proved in every war. You can find AKs from the Nordic, North Pole, down through the deserts, Europe, all over the world, into the jungles. They are fits perfectly, works perfectly in every kind of conditions. Doesn't matter how dirty they are, how rusty they are. If you clean out the chamber and the firing pin is moving, that gun will shoot for you.
It's an incredible platform. It really is. And with modern day accessories, you can just make it any way you want. It's incredible.
Yeah.
This one, though, the one that you're going to be talking about at ANC Firearms, it's a classic design. It's beautiful in its own right. It's like, I don't want to adapt to this thing. It's just, you pick it up and it's so rock solid. But go ahead. Don't let me steal your thunder.
If you can use the mechanical sight with that gun, and if you're just familiar with an AK system, you are good to go. If you start putting like lasers and optics and everything on it, it's just more and more things what can be screwed up in a situation, in case. I have a paper downloaded this from the internet and wrote my own thoughts for it. But one of the things what I want to quote from it is, if John Moses Browning was alive today and could only spend a couple of minutes inspecting an AK-47 or an AK to its American counterpart, the AR-15, there is no doubt in its writer's mind that he would choose an AK.
You know, I've read things about John Browning. I've known his guns, and I agree with that author.
Yeah, if you see his technology back like the 1911 or the M2 Browning, they are pretty simple, very solid guns, mm-hmm. and still used by the military all over the world.
Primary weapons, yep.
And they are early 19s.
That's right. It's incredible. 1911, the Modus, the list goes on, the Bar. It's incredible.
But this... Technically, if you buy this gun, you get not just one firearm, but also two extra weapons.
Explain that.
Because, first of all, it has a really solid wooden buttstock, what is, in close combat fight, you can cause serious damage without worrying you damage the gun itself. Mm-hmm. Also, it has a folding triangular bayonet on it, what technically folds under the barrel. But if you put it out, it's also... good for like causing stabbing wounds, and the triangular shape makes the wounds
the triangular shape of the spike, yeah, harder to heal. You know, you made a comment about how nothing's going to happen to the gun if you butt stroke somebody in the head. When I was going through my military training, we had this Samoan doing bayonet training with an AR M16 rifle, and this guy, man, he had some energy behind him. Butt strokes breaks the gun in half.
Yep.
Okay. It happens. It's aluminum. Okay. It's gonna happen. This thing, though, it's not gonna happen with this gun. But go ahead.
Technically, when the Polytech made this gun, they made the Rolls Royce of AKs. Technically, all countries who bought the AK design from the Russians, they had to do some standards, what was back in the time, inspected time to time by Soviet engineers and military personnel, like the chrome-lined barrels. And as I remember correctly, an M16 was... the lifetime was like 15,000 shots, and after that they really needed to inspect it, the barrel and everything. An AK, simplest AK, is like 60,000 shots.
Well, I'm going to throw this in there. I can't back it up. I'm just trying to remember it from what I read. They started off without chrome line barrels in M16s, and then they changed to chrome line, I think, for that reason, because it survives, it makes the gun survive a lot longer.
Yes, and if you see a simple AK design, it's always the same. It doesn't matter. It's just the caliber or the factory technology what is changed, the manufacturing technology. The design and the outlook is always the same, and the M16 already needed like 5 or 6 upgrades.
Right, right. Because they say, ooh, that didn't work. We need to fix this, right? Whereas the AK, we're going good. We're going strong.
Put a forward assist on it because it's not always looking.
That's right. That's right.
Also, it really over-designed. Like, if you get your hand... on an AK bolt, it has this three big bolt nuts, what is securing the bolt in the chamber.
They call that locking lugs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It couldn't happen, it will break. While in an AR, it can happen if you use oversized ammunition.
And the other thing, too, correct me if I'm wrong, being such a tightly toleranced weapon as the M16 is, with all those different little locking lugs, it's just more places for carbon to build up, more potential for malfunction, whereas the less amount of things you've got in the way, the less stuff can happen, right?
Technically, the biggest issue with the AR platforms are the gas powder is directly goes back to the bolt. While in the AK, with the long blowback gas piston system, the biggest carbon built up, it's on the gas piston, but it's totally separated from the bolt.
Right.
It's like...
So it keeps it clean in there.
It keeps it clean, and also it doesn't go back. The gas doesn't go back into the mechanism.
Right.
But right at the gas piston, there goes out to the air. They don't go back to the mechanism.
Right.
Also, if you just look the hammer, look the springs in an AK, they are overpowered, oversized. You shake it, and it's clicking. It's like... You hear these sounds from your car and you start worrying. But that's normal for an AK. Because we tried the AKs, almost everything. We dropped in the mud, pick up, dropped in the water, pick up, fire with it, snow, fire with it. The original AK factory, the Izmash, has a test. They're bringing the guns minus 60 degrees Celsius down. They technically frosted down the guns.
That's cool.
And they fire with it. And that's also a recommendation for every AKs.
Wow.
The test... they're bringing the guns minus 60 degrees Celsius down. They technically frosted down the guns.
That's cool.
And they fire with it. And that's also a recommendation for every AKs.
Wow. It's an incredible weapon. Keep going.
This particular gun has the, how do you call it, birdcage?
It's not exactly like the M16 birdcage, but it's close. So, because a normal AK has got the slanted flash hider, it kind of keeps the gun from flipping up in a certain direction the way it's angled. This one here that they got on the gun there looks more like a birdcage.
Yeah, that kind of flash hider, we called it compensator, because of the gun design, your shoulder stand-up point is lower than the barrel. That's why when you start shoot with the gun, like full automatic mode, it will goes up and a little bit right because of the mechanism. And an AR, where the shoulder fixing point and the barrel at the, on the same level, it technically just goes back.
That's right. Now, let me clarify one thing on the birdcage. All you experts out there, if you want to call in to correct me, that's fine, no problem. But just to say, with the flash suppressor, the flash hider, isn't really to hide the flash. It's to minimize the brightness in your line of sight, to minimize your to maximize your night vision. And if you'll notice on some a lot of bird cages, if you have a 360 degree circle, okay, if you go from about the 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock position, it's a solid base under there. And that's because they don't want the gases blowing down, kicking up dust. They want it going upward. So it's not really what you think it is. It's not meant to hide your shot flash from the enemy. It's more to reduce the glare from you if you're doing night firing. Just want to make a little couple comments on that.
Also, if you fire with a birdcage flash hider in the night, you can see like it's a beautiful rose shape, flames going out in the end of the chamber.
Right. Now, let's see. We've got... this particular gun that we're talking about, the Polytech AKS-223, this is actually Arch's personal gun. He got this, I think he said it was during the Clinton administration, and it's one of his personal ones. These are hard to get, especially in this condition. This is like almost like new condition. And the price on it, I mean, AKs, if you get American-made AKs that are really well-made, they're pretty expensive. But this one here, the price matches what it is. It's hard to get. It's 223. It's rock solid. And just give AC Firearms a call, 254-983-4417. They'll tell you all about it, prices, what comes with it, and all that kind of stuff. But what else you got here to talk about this on this Polytech?
Well, about the Polytech is this company is a Chinese company, but they are using highly CNC machineries back at the time, and they were... because of the geological closeness, they were really time to time inspected by the Russians. And technically, they are made these guns back at the time. It's like 1980s, because they realized it's, if they're confronted at that time in the Cold War with the NATO, they can get and use the 223 ammunitions.
Zoe, we got a call on the line. Let's see if it has to pertain to what we're doing here. Go ahead, Alan. Why don't you put him on the line and see what we've got. Welcome, caller. How you doing? Okay, say it again. I can hear you.
Five times in the South Marine and nothing.
Hello, can you hear me?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Could you tell me if you're going to post today's news online? It's not up, so I just wondered.
Yes, we'll be posting that a little later. Let's get back to Aaron's gun show now.
Okay, Azoli, I'll tell you what. We're running out of time here, so let's do this. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, this segment is sponsored by ANC Firearms and Hide and Hammer, 254-983-4417. Give them a call. They got everything you need there. Give them a call. Talk to Arch, Clint, Mike, Dennis, whatever. They'll square you away. But I think what we're going to try and do, ladies and gentlemen, I had a caller call one time and ask why I don't talk more about rifles. Well, it's very simple, because I'm a handgun instructor and I'm an expert with the handgun and I'm very good with the rifle. However, I lean more to the handgun side of it. Zoltan here, he's expert with both. But I think what we're going to do, Zoli, is we're going to start maybe at least once a month, have you on here and talk about another type of rifle platform. And I think we had mentioned one that you want to discuss the next time we come on, so everybody can get prepared for this. Which rifle were we talking about?
Is the Ruger Precision in 308 caliber.
And give a real quick synopsis of what that is so we can get prepped for when we come by the next time.
It's technically a precision rifle made by the Ruger. It has a 22-inch barrel on it. And technically, according to the website, I haven't tried it yet personally. It's makes a sous-moi spread in 1,600 yards.
Wow. Now, I know you. I know you do your research on all the guns. You don't get something unless you really like it. So, ladies and gentlemen, this gentleman here, Zoltan Varga, he's an expert at what he does. He's very selective in what he gets. So when he starts talking about a specific gun, you need to listen. So what we're going to do is, Alan, we're going to wrap this up here. We're going to do a long break, and we're going to get prepared for our interview with Justice of the Peace, Andy Isaacs. We're going to be talking about his Morningstar Ministries and how he's just, him and his wife have been helping out youngsters with many different programs that they have there. And we'll talk to him on the other side. Zoli, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, if you want to get a class formed up, a seminar for rifles or pistols, give us a call, 5 or more, and we'll get you squared away. So we'll see you on the other side.
Cabellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron focuses on cases involving personal injury litigation, including asbestos exposure and mesothelioma. At Cabellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm, you are never treated like a number. Cases are accepted on a contingency basis, so clients do not have to pay out of their pocket. Contact Cabellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron today. Call 888-MESO-FIRM.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. When calamity strikes, will you be ready? Sentex Tactical Gear in Temple has your military surplus equipment, gun accessories, duty gear, first aid supplies, bug out bags, and so much more. Call Sentex Tactical Gear at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at SentexTacticalGear.com. Sentex Tactical has both new and used clothing and equipment to fit your camping, hunting, or prepping needs. Call Sentex Tactical in Temple at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at SentexTacticalGear.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, it's May 27, 2017, Memorial Weekend. Monday is Memorial Day. Just remember all those who have fallen to serve our country to keep us free. And I don't say that lightly either. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, we're on our interview segment here. And I have a very close friend, good guy, and it's Judge Andy Isaacs. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Enjoy being here.
Andy, since we're short on time, I lost track of time. I wasn't looking at the clock. I was getting into what Zoli was saying, and I saw it, so I kind of shortchanged you about 3 or 4 minutes here. So what I want to do is, why don't you give us a quick bio of yourself, of who you are, what you do, and we'll get into what you do outside of what you do.
I am Justice of the Peace, Precinct 3 in Rockdale. Cover the eastern part of my precinct, covers the eastern part of Milam County. Been JP for 7 years. My wife and I run Morningstar Ranch Ministries, which is a 501c3 ministry. We do camps for underprivileged kids throughout the summer and then in spring break. And then the rest of the time, we're doing different church things that people can use our facilities for.
Okay, well, I got you on specifically because I wanted to talk about Morningstar Ranch.
Absolutely.
I know what you do there. I can't really explain it well. I know what you do there. I had my boys go there, love it. It's a major benefit to their growing up experience. And we got a lot of questions or a lot of things that we can describe as to what you do, but you got a major event coming up. Why don't you tell us about that first?
We do camps for underprivileged kids. Camp starts in 2 weeks. We start with what we call Ranch Rangers. These are the kids that have been through camp several times, and they're stepping up into more of a leadership responsibility. Our forte and what we do is it's a leadership development camp from the start to the finish. And what we try to do is to get kids to understand that God's got a purpose and a plan for their life, that they're not going to get anywhere in life without having to work. And
work,
you know, that evil word.
Four-letter word, right, Trey?
Work, and that they're going to have obstacles and problems in their life.
Okay, but you made a comment immediately. I got to ask a question.
Sure.
You said the ranger, that for people who have been through your things before, what's one called or what kind of classes are you doing for people who prior to them becoming a ranger?
Okay, in 2 weeks, we'll start our first STAR camp.
Let's start with that first.
STAR camp is they come in for 3 days. They are going into the seventh grade. They're getting out of the sixth grade, going into the seventh grade. These kids know basically nothing. Most of our kids do not know the story of David and Goliath. We take them from that to having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and having and that takes time. We just don't throw that on them. They're given the first year they come, they get a Bible. Most of the kids don't have a Bible. Many of the kids that come through don't have a Bible in their house.
Now, when they come to this, they already know that the bottom line is
they know that this is a leadership development camp. This is not rah-rah-rah, fun. Have fun, but
it's a leadership camp, but they also know that, you know, being a Christian-based ministry, that they're not going to be not talking about Christ.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, they understand that. We've had tremendous success introducing not only leadership development skills, but getting kids to understand that they have to work. They like coming to Morningstar Ranch and working. We have some of them the first day, they're like, why are we working? By the third day, they're saying, is there anything we can do? So it's not Rita Kay and I that are doing it. We have a lot of different volunteers. There's no paid staff at Morningstar Ranch. Rita Kay and I don't take money. Our whole lives are invested in this. This is not a money-making deal. This is about a life-changing deal. If you saw my personal bank account, you would understand what that is like. But we pour into them. And we try to explain to them. We also ride horses. We use a horse as the hook, and the horse is about teaching them that they have obstacles, because on Saturday they have to do an obstacle course on horseback, and most of these kids, Wednesday, most of them, not all, most of them have never ridden a horse before, or it's been something simple. Now, we have a few kids that have come through that really can ride, but most of them don't, and we are teaching them the obstacle course is about obstacles in your life. And we try to explain to them about the mistake you make, because another one's coming. You got to be prepared. You got to learn what you got to learn, and you got to be prepared. And in life, we're going from one level to the next. You know, as a Christian person, you're never going to get stronger as a Christian if you don't have obstacles in your life to go through. We get stronger we learn by our mistakes, not by our victories. No coach ever goes around and says, man, I learned a lot by beating this team by 50 points. They learn a lot when they get beat, because they're examining what they're doing. You don't examine what you're doing when you win. And that's life, and that's how life works. Our situation is that since we're a 501c3, we are constantly in a fundraising mode when camp's over. So we have trail ride competitions through ETS, which is Equine Trail Sports, and Extreme Cowboy Races we have to help raise funds just to keep things going. When you have 16 head of horses, there's a lot of financial obligations that you have. Plus, we have 166 acres, and we sleep 45 people. Now, camps are limited to about 20 to 25 kids, because we want a one-on-one personal relationship with them. a lot of these kids are going through tremendously bad things. Tremendous, I mean, things that I would not have thought of when I was their age, and I realize I'm 59 years old now, so that's a little difference. In, but
really, I thought I was older.
Yeah, well, it's not the age, it's the mileage. But but it's the society has changed so much. We have kids that have tremendous scars, and they're just in junior high. So we're helping them overcome that, showing them that there's somebody that cares, somebody that will listen. I think when your boys came through, they were the guinea pigs for what we're doing now. Those, your two boys were the guinea pigs for what we're doing now. We were able to use those, and they're good young men in spite of Matt.
You don't live with them. You don't live with them.
They could move in with me anytime. Anyway, so we, in spite, you know, and we used those kids that came through our first camps, and they came through steadily. And now, so like Garrett and Dylan both come back as camp counselors now and stay with the kids and be dorm dads.
I'll tell you what, a sidebar real quick. Dylan, his challenge with horses, you got him through that.
I did. I don't know that I don't. I think that the Holy Spirit did that. I don't really think this made too much. But he was challenged. He got bucked off out there. It was, and I made, you know, I said, after we walked over there, I remember going over to him and picking him up, dusting him off because he had sand all over. I said, now you got to get back off to ride out. He said, I got to get back on. I said, that's right. You ain't walking out of here. You're riding out of here. So he got back on and finished and walked out. But he overcame his obstacle in life, and there'll be more. And Garrett's, you know, had stuff going on, and both your boys just really fantastic. But they allowed us to learn what we really need, and we're constantly changing the program, but it's basically the same program we started with these kids 10 years ago. Morningstar Ranch is 20 years old. Rita Kay and I were called to this ministry from Duncanville, Texas. We didn't know what we didn't know. I look back on it now, and I'm thinking, what was God thinking? I had no idea that I wasn't prepared. I had no idea that what we've learned now. I look back on that person that started 20 years ago, and I don't really even recognize him anymore. It's changed me in God. Everything that Satan meant for bad in my life from way back, God has turned to good, and now I use those experiences to help young people to overcome their problems. You know, so many of our kids today are from divorced parents. My parents got divorced when I was in the 60s, when there was nobody getting divorced. So I understand their pain and can communicate with them. My dad married a woman with 6 kids when I was 13. It was
What was he thinking?
I have no idea. My mother-in-law says the same thing. And I told her one time, well, Granny, I'm just half as dumb as my dad. He married a woman with 6 kids. Rita Kay had 3 when we got married. But it's
Rita Kay is a beautiful woman. She's just, man, she's awesome.
She's outstanding, and she takes care of all the Bible teaching that we do. She is on top of that. And overcoming things that are in your life, horrible stuff. I was lucky enough in that I lived in a very bad part of Dallas, but I did not have it bad. My grandparents, just when my parents divorced, I lived with them while my dad was going to college. So I saw it bad. I never had it bad. It's a lot different. I never had it bad. I had it made. I was the darling of my grandparents' life because I was a grandchild. But I saw all the drugs and the alcohol and how it destroys families and stuff. And I can relate to these kids that come through our camp that have had these similar experiences. And we help them a little bit through that. It takes time. It's not just 3 days and it's a changed life. But we do stuff periodically throughout the year so that they're coming back and we're rebooting basically their life so that they're staying on track more.
I've seen these kids that go there. They're one way, and then they're totally different the next way. It's because I think they let their walls down because they trust you. And when you let your walls down and trust somebody, and then what you have to offer them comes in and fills them up, it just changes them. It's incredible. I've seen it.
It is awesome to be part of because it's not me. It's never me.
No, it's never
Rita Kay. We just present it.
We need a sidebar real quick.
Sure.
And this is, I want you to tell people right now over the radio because there may be some people listening and say, oh my gosh, I need to get involved into this thing that you're starting up, a couple weeks?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you tell them how they can get in touch with you. You can call us now, ladies and gentlemen, at 254-697-6673. We have a large listening base. If you know anybody who you think this could work for you, Annie, tell them how they can get a hold of you.
First off, we have our phone number is 512-455-2552. We also have a website. It's msrministriesplural.org. You can look up Morningstar. You can Google Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas, and that will take you to the website. We also have two Facebook pages, Morningstar Ranch Facebook pages. One is a group, and then the other one is a straight. You can like us on that. We have a lot of needs, as you well know. It's $250 to send a kid through camp. That's what it costs.
Nothing.
That's what it costs, and that's with everything they get, T-shirts and all.
And food. She makes incredible. Your wife makes incredible food. Man.
We do 6 times a day, and I eat every one of them. So we've 3 meals and 3 snacks. We got to figuring up 3 meals and 3 snacks, and that's 6 times a day. So, and it's all good cooked food. We have volunteers to help and with the kids.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you're sitting there, standing there, whatever, thinking, I got time. Do you want to do something that means nothing, or do you want to do something that can make a difference? So you can make a difference. I've seen Annie and Rita Kay doing their stuff, and I've seen them go from minimal to how people, the Lord has blessed them with people coming into their lives, whether it be a material item, money, the service of their time. You need to give Andy a call. If this is touching you or it's motivating you, give them a call. You'll feel so much better getting involved.
The blessings that people have gotten through coming through, you know, it's just amazing to me to watch what God does. You know, from the littlest thing to the biggest, it's just changing lives. And that's what we're trying to do, just to make a difference. You know, I see so much as a JP. I deal with kids on another level and with truancy and with traffic tickets and stuff like that. And that is also a ministry. Being a JP is also a ministry. But it's about, I see so much people say, we need to do something with these kids. Well, Morningstar Ranch is doing something. We're making a difference. I've had schools call us back and say, what did you do to this child? I've had parents call us back and say, my son thanked me for taking him to McDonald's. And it's all not us. It's not what we do, but it's Jesus through us that makes the difference. And these kids are changing. Is it every kid? No. And some kids have to come 2 or 3 times. One of our best kids had to come twice. His second time is when he got it. So it's repetition. It's showing that we care, and it's showing that there's a better way than beating your head against the wall, which a lot of
people. I think very little of myself because I'm one of those. I need help, okay?
Amen.
But the Lord calls me. I send out testimonials every morning to a group of people. And Satan can work on you big time. And he says, you're not worthy. You ain't worth a squat. Yet I say, you know what? Screw you. Whether or not I am worthy or not, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to send out that testimony because I may not want to send it out. I may not be worthy of sending it out, but it's not me who's going to do it. Mm-hmm. He's using me as a vessel. I'm sending out the verse, and somehow, in some way, the Lord's going to take that verse and prick that person. And when it gets pricked, or when you plant that seed, the Lord is going to water it.
That's right. You know, I've seen it over and over again. It's never the person that's doing it. It's when we take ownership a lot of times, that's when we'll fail. You say, God, you know, what do you want me to do? And just do it. It's worth it every time because we do not know his ways are higher than our ways. So we need to don't worry about the mule, just load the wagon.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take about a 1 or 2 minute break, Trey. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how people can help and some of your fundraisers, okay?
Okay.
So we'll take about a 2 minute break here. When we come back on the other side, we'll be talking with Justice of the Peace, Andy Isaacs. And his and Rudy K's ministry, Morningstar Ranch. We'll see you on the other side in about 2 minutes.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. When calamity strikes, will you be ready? Sentex Tactical Gear in Temple has your military surplus equipment, gun accessories, duty gear, first aid supplies, bug out bags, and so much more. Call Sentex Tactical Gear at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at SentexTacticalGear.com. Sentex Tactical has both new and used clothing and equipment to fit your camping, hunting, or prepping needs. Call Sentex Tactical in Temple at 254-231-3583 or check them out on the web at SentexTacticalGear.com. Welcome back, everybody. We're finishing up the show here. It's May 27, 2017. We've got Justice of the Peace, Andy Isaacs, talking about Morningstar Ranch. Andy, everybody's been hearing you here. I wanted to go over two things real quick. We've got about 2.5 minutes, right, Trey?
That's about right.
Okay. I want to go over how people can help you and fundraise. There's a lot of people out there not doing anything. What can they do to help you?
Obviously, we take financial donations that are, since we're 501c3, it's tax deductible. Anything that somebody might want to donate, from cars to furniture to appliances, just about all our horses that we have are all donated. We don't take anything as far as horses go that's not broke, but it doesn't have to be dead broke. We're not looking for kid broke horses. The deal for a kid broke horses is just a lot of money. Now, we take, you know, like I said, appliances, cars. People can help with their talent if they know how to do anything, run a tractor, mow. All those things still have to be done. We work really hard at making sure Morningstar Ranch looks good. That means all the junk picked up, and that's constant when you're on a ranch.
We have, and even though I want to make clear that there's some people who volunteer just to be in the dorm.
That's right.
And just to watch. You don't have to do physical labor. Just be there, make sure everybody's okay.
We need dorm dads and dorm moms for each camp, which we got three camps in a row. Then we take 2 weeks off. Then we have another camp. That's it.
How do we get in touch with you?
512-455-2552. I'm also the only Isaacs in Milam County. So
say it again.
512-455-2552.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you feel it in your heart, if you're led, you need to give them a call. It's really a great thing. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget we're going to be doing a live remote at the Real Gun Show at Taylor, the Williamson County Expo Center. We'd love to see you there. So until then, keep your powder dry and God bless.